This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Ngozi Cole. Local healthcare providers are bracing for the impact of Medicaid cuts in President Trump's new spending and tax bill. Almost half of Monterey County residents are covered by Medi-Cal, the state's Medicaid program. But new work requirements and paperwork burdens could see thousands lose coverage once the changes take effect. Hospital leaders like Salinas Valley Health's Alan Radner are concerned that these cuts will affect their ability to care for low-income patients.
We are certainly anticipating a very, very strong transition from where in Monterey County very few people have no insurance to a very relatively large number of people will have no insurance. Plus, we won't be getting the money that we need to provide services for everyone and keep our hospital open.
And local hospitals may be forced to make difficult decisions.
Everybody is now looking at their budgets again and trying to decide what they can do.
The federal changes to Medicaid are expected to begin in 2027. Teachers with the Paro Valley Unified School District are suing the state and Monterey County. They say the county's Agricultural Commission has approved permits for pesticides within a one-mile radius of some district schools. Brandon Denise is with the Paro Valley Federation of Teachers.
We feel that the Monterey County Ag Commissioner has been rubber stamping the use of these pesticides, and they failed to take into account the long-term impact of exposure.
The affected schools are Ohlone Elementary, Hall District Elementary, and Paro Middle School. This is KAZU News.